CryptoZoe at CryptoZoe.com. You're listening to the webcomic speaking.
Now broadcasting the webcomic beacon.
I will give you breaks.
I know. I just started and stopped recording four times now.
I'm sorry that you did that. I am. I'm really sorry.
Okay. No, we're good. Okay.
All right.
This will be recorded.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's recording now. All right.
No!
One. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Webcomic Beacon, episode 46. Webcomic drama. So, I'm your host today, Aaron Lewis, www.tbull.com. With me is my super, super best friend, Fess from fessandernst.com, and my slightly less best friend, Tanya from betapone.com.
Ooh, she got dissed.
I did get dissed.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, thank you for saying hello, my co-hosts today. So, today, though, we have super special best friend surprise guests, Darcy and Matt from RCITravel.net, better known as Codename Hunter. Please say hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Yay. So today, we're talking about something that everyone both loves and hates, depending on how neurotic you are. Drama. So, you know, I will introduce the subject for some of you unaware what the hell drama is. Drama is when you're just minding your own business, doing your webcomic, and someone figures out your email, or your forum, or your Twitter, or whatever else you were dumb enough to leave on the main page of your website and starts spamming you with various types of things. So I have kind of a list or something, but I was thinking about the list, and they come in all different kinds of shapes and sizes, so that's why I have Darcy and Matt to help me with talking about drama. Darcy and Matt, what do you think about sizes? They're a bigger target for drama.
Why are they a bigger target?
Are you calling me fat?
Uh-oh.
Oh, drama!
Yes.
There we go,
yes.
Drama.
Yes, those jeans make you look fat, Matt.
Well...
I told you to go for the red ones.
No major swearing, please. I don't want to edit the show.
I should wear red pants. Let's just look that up right now.
I don't want to edit the show because I'm fast.
Now everyone just calm down and think about boobies. There you go.
I like you a lot. All right. But we're talking about drama. We're talking about things we don't like a lot.
Yes. Neurotic people
who
hunt down and say horrible things.
Yes.
You know, try to censor me from swearing.
Oh. Ooh. I hate those people. Okay,
we love you, Bess.
So my short list is guest art that you don't want and that you wish that you didn't get that may or may not... be to harass you in some kind of sick and twisted way. Similar to being, you know, flashed as you're jogging around the track at school and the guy is waiting at the end of the track in the trench coat and blah, 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 I get a weird wave at you.
But hey, that's actually a good situation because if you're on the track, you're usually wearing cleats and then you can just kick him.
Yeah. The best answer to that is to point and laugh.
You have the weirdest laugh.
I've never had that happen, oddly enough, as I ran around the track.
You've never been to Washington.
You never run around.
Yeah, you never run around.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah. Washington is like flat.
I know that Fess got some disturbing guest art. It was
about 2 years ago, maybe when I was at like strip 20-ish or something like that, I received an email that played like it was like a fan, and then it was like submitted some really disturbing drawing of Fess and I guess him, and it was like all weird and gross and very angrily sexual. I think I deleted it somewhere. So I was polite about it. I said thanks, but it's not something I want to put on the site.
What with the bizarre?
Because it's
masochistic undertones.
Yeah. So, but I never heard anything back from it. I think it seemed like it was a test or something like that, or they got embarrassed if it was genuine. I have no freaking idea.
I know someone else, and this was recently. This was within the last couple months. They got two pieces of guest art from somebody that was like, "Oh, look, I don't have any hands," and it looked like their hands may or may not have been cut off. And there was another one where it was something really similar, and the poor person had never gotten that kind of attention before. Yeah. But the guy gave his URL, so I went back and looked at his comic, and that's all his comic was just stupid, poorly drawn crap. And he'd even posted on there that he was going to be sending people crappy guest art to try to get himself traffic in hopes that people liked his humor and put it up, but it was really really distasteful crap.
Well, at least he sounds like he's being honest on his site. You know, yeah. If he's being open about his motives.
Yeah, but it's not. That doesn't make it any more fun.
I find that, you know, the creepy guy standing outside in my bushes, like randomly offering to cut off hands, is not less creepy because he announces it when I walk in the door. Like, that doesn't make it better just because he's honest. Like,
it's like he gives you a running head start. I'm going to kill you, but you can go run first. See if I can catch you.
Don't go up the stairs.
but less, you know, still with the creepy. It's not then soothing. It's not like, oh, he was honest about his twisted intentions. I feel so much better. There's still some problem there.
Now, serial killers need love too.
Serial killers do need love. They needed it a long time ago. I haven't gotten any creepy fan art. I really haven't. I've gotten some really cool pinups and I've gotten some odd requests for, you know, various acts that should be played out in the comic. But considering who I am and how much I talk about boobs, that's not really surprising. Like, I sort of put it out there.
Never take offense from it or never disturbed by the requests that people make?
Well, nobody's... Because there hasn't been really any... I mean, there's sexual undertones, certainly. They're not undertones. But, you know...
No, they're right out there.
They're right out there. But, I mean, I kind of expect that because, you know, I'm me. And so that's not surprising. But there hasn't been anything... You know, I think if something came through that was, like, maybe a little violent or... That would be disturbing, but... Or, it's all just been pretty much just sex. So
I have an idea for guest art for you, Tanya, and it involves sexual content or undertones or something.
You have been trying to get naked pictures of her characters for weeks now.
No, I haven't.
What?
Yes, you have.
I'm just trying to think of fan art I could send it for the best of what's left.
Oh, so you want to send her naked pictures of her characters?
No, I'm not drawing anything naked. It's just suggestions and such. But I think it's funny, but we'll see. But I don't know.
Moving on.
I think I'll just send art. Yeah, to... I'll send creepy art to you.
Okay, go ahead. I don't care. Okay, so I want to ask Matt and Darcy because I bet you that they get asked to draw their characters doing weird things.
Yes, quite often. Yes, we haven't actually gotten any odd fan art, but we don't really get very much fan art. But we have gotten some odd requests.
You?
No. It's all a fraud. No, we have gotten requests for some reason. One person kept insisting for about a month that they wanted to see Max, which is the main male character, in a dress. And while I don't have any problem with guys wanting to dress in dresses and stuff, I think it's pretty cool. Max is not interested in cross-dressing, so this is against his character.
Yeah.
And they're also in a medieval setting at the moment, which is very strict and structured, which is why the main female is wearing a dress. And a guy walking around wearing a dress would kind of be a problem. So
only until they hung him, really. So it would be a brief problem. Just until he was burned at the stake. It would
yeah,
be
there you go.
Small, but we don't want to do that to Max.
Yeah, well, yeah. It'd be a very short series at that point. You have to rename it to something else. Codename Not Quite Hunter.
So how did you deal with that then? How did you...
we finally just had to tell her that, you know, I'm sorry, I understand that you like that, but I'm not going to draw
it
because it was a girl. Yeah, she liked guys in dresses. And her response was, well, I like it because I really like Max. Well, that's nice, but Max doesn't wear dresses.
You know what you do is you send her just like a nice, you know, blank Max and then like the little color form dresses and she can play dress up all she wants.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You just send the dress and Max and go here.
What you do on your own time is I wash my hands of it.
Well, thing is, I did tell her that Max is Scottish, so he will occasionally wear a kilt for special events. So I said, if you keep reading, you know, you may see him in a kilt, but I know enough just Scottish people to know that a kilt is not a dress and you don't call the two, you know, interchangeably like that. That might be kind of bad for your
health. Unless you want to fight, yeah.
Exactly. But they seem to have stopped reading, so. Yeah, so they didn't get what they wanted, so that was the end of that. And then there is the whole wedding fiasco, which is very interesting. Yeah. We have a friend who's been a long-time reader who has suffered from many strokes, and he is interested in seeing the eventual marriage of our two main characters. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, okay, we'll try and do the comic for you, that part of it. It'll eventually show up in the main storyline. Well, it got out I was going to do this. And for some reason, this became, instead of a cute love story, into, well, you know, if you're going to show them getting married, we really would like to see them naked and getting it on so that, you know, I can get my rocks off.
Honeymoon furry porn.
Awesome. Exactly. Yeah. And this was soon after Matt and myself had gotten married, so it was kind of like we're thinking about, oh, okay. So in other words, like you brought a toaster to the wedding, and now you think, well, I paid my cover charge. I need to see, you know, the show. No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh.
I would have made a lot more money with my wedding. Let's be clear.
There's now a cover charge of a lot.
Yeah. To get into the wedding now, yeah. You need to bring some good gifts, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I got a disturbing one. This lady wanted a future paladin to be in swimming trunks.
That was me. This lady. Watch who you're calling lady.
So it ended up being my subscriber wallpaper.
And he acquiesced to my demands, no less. I thought it'd be funny. We were talking about, you know, about backgrounds and what does well. And I said, well, you know, most of the requests I get for backgrounds are of scantily clad women. So maybe you could just do a scantily clad paladin. I wanted him to put him in a bikini, but he wouldn't do it.
No, that was disturbing to me.
Well, that means you actually thought about it.
Oh, yeah. I put a lot of thought into it.
But she was thinking about it. I was like, no!
Great. I'm the creepy lady in the bushes.
With a cleaver.
With a cleaver. You'd be lucky if it was a cleaver. You know, somehow I think it would be less frightening for me to be in the bushes with, like, a cleaver than, say, any of the other odd things you might find.
I don't know. It depends. Is it June cleaver? That would be creepy.
That would be creepy. Wow, I've got some really disturbing images in my head now. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That's special.
He's very good at that.
Yeah. Should we do a break? Do we need a break, Fess?
We're almost there. I'm watching.
We're only at 15 minutes.
I know, 13. We're almost... I'm the one. It's me.
Everyone, it's me. It's me. I apologize, Aaron.
Jeez, like I'm not adept enough or something.
I have faith in you. It's my maternal instincts. It was the last show. Got me all maternal.
Do you two need a room or...
I don't know what's going on.
That's all right. Just because you don't know what's going on doesn't mean that any of us aren't in the dark, too.
I was actually gone for like 5 minutes because I was saying goodbye to my girlfriend, so.
Oh,
see, speaking
of porn. It only takes 5 minutes, yeah.
Oh, look, more drama. Do we get to include Aaron and Fess in our drama?
Well,
like the little rivalry you two have going?
What are we doing right now?
Bickering is what the technical term is.
It's bickering. Now the question is that a fake rivalry?
It's actually
or
deep.
Really hating
Well, no, you guys didn't hear it.
Well, it depends. If it, you know, came from our readers, it would be a long-standing attraction between the two. Don't you read fan fiction?
You know, I used to write fan fiction. Oh. I got paid for that crap. It was remarkably awful. Yeah.
Well, you know what they say about that? They say the worst people in the world to write stories for you are the people that are fans of what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, Matt, I think you told me that.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. I mean, it can be a rarity if you can find someone who really gets it.
Yeah.
But at least for maybe idea throwing, but maybe not writing entire things. Who knows?
For the most part, they're satiating their own desires through your characters, which is a little like mental rape. It's just not right.
Yeah. In the bushes.
With or without June Cleaver, we're not sure. It depends on the fanfic.
Well, no, what I was going for is kind of like some of our other episodes, how we build up over the week. I was trying to like build the drama, because drama always brings people in, if you guys watch the news, you know.
Yes.
So I was trying to build up. I even sent Fess some argumentative emails where I was being mean to him.
You sound like that all the time, no matter when you email me.
I've been building up for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, since he knew you.
It's all part of the master plan.
It is.
Yes.
I'm a little worried now. I didn't realize that this master plan was this deep. I'm now wondering in which ways I'm being manipulated.
Well, I know that for certain that Matt is a megalomaniac, so do we have two megalomaniacs on here? Because that could be bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know.
And now fight to the death.
Oh.
It's a good song, though.
Did you guys bring up whether or not Codename Hunter being a furry comic was part of the quote-unquote issue when you were getting sexual... I might have been gone.
Actually, the furry comic is what invited it, for the most part.
Well, yeah. We were getting the requests through... both those requests through Fur Affinity. But... that could just be the fact that they were just looking for something specific, because both of those readers aren't, as far as we can tell, reading anymore. So, but as far as if we go onto a forum or anything, and you know, the typical, oh my god, you're doing a furry comic, you know.
That's exactly what I got on the Something Awful forums. They're like, why the F do you think it's okay to have a furry avatar on here? And it's like, well, I replied, you know what, I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I didn't care what you guys thought.
Yeah, and I think that's the way to get around it, because to be honest, we got a little bit of that at first, but it hasn't happened lately. I mean, we get a lot of emails saying, I don't normally like furry comics, but I do like this. And when we go on forums, no one really gives us a hard time anymore. So I don't know if there's some kind of blacklist somewhere that says these people are just not fun.
It's just,
we're just
so
checked off, you know?
It's like, it's just because you do a furry comic, they automatically assume that it's perverted and stuff. But it's like, come on, as far as like human comics go, there's plenty more perverted stuff on there. It just, I mean, it's like, okay, if you look at like some furry sites, they're not as censored, I'd have to say, than other sites. So you get to see a lot of the people being perverted on there because it's not being censored. So that makes sense. But, you know, you can find a 1001 comics with humans in there with having alien sex or some other creepy stuff or whatever. And that's no different than the Yif comics that are out there, which are different from furry comics.
Let's think about Sensation that was two girls in a cup, okay? I don't know, just listen. Hundreds of thousands of people All right? Tuned in to YouTube in various locations to watch that video. And it was, everybody thought it was funny and it was fine. Like, everybody's okay with that type of perversion. But oh my God, people dressed as squirrels, that's sick.
It's over.
Like, we have a problem as a nation right here. We've taken this perfectly normal, and especially your comic, which has nothing to do with porn. I mean, it's a very well laid out story, and they just happen to be animals. We've decided that's disgusting, and you need help. But the rest of it, we're fine with all the rest.
Yes, we know we need help, but really, there's no 12-step programs for this stuff.
Well, I hope that the same people don't suddenly decide that people in armor is gross, because then my comic is screwed.
That's okay, because if that happens, I got friends who are gonna...
Yeah, we know a lot of Rennies.
Nice! Rennies are
most
awesome.
Of them are on the on fight teams, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
See, there's another group you don't want to insult because most of them are armed.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. Armor is awesome. Weapons are awesome. Armor is awesome.
I like chainmail armor. It's expensive.
The good stuff is, yeah.
The good stuff is extraordinarily and heavy, as it turns out as well. But it's shiny. I like things that are shiny.
Well, if you're bored, you can make your own. There's a place out there that sells rings.
Yeah, because I would pick it.
I had a
Could
friend.
Could you imagine? You had what?
I had a friend. We went to college together, and for 2 years, he brought chain links to class and bent them and had like half of a suit done by the time he got his bachelor's or half of a tunic done by the time he was done with his bachelor's degree.
Yeah, see, I don't have the kind of time. I don't have a bachelor's degree to work toward, so... Wow.
Yeah, he had half a suit and a bachelor's degree. So there you go.
At least you can't say that he went into school and had nothing to show for it.
I mean, there's nothing worse than getting your master's degree and, like, all I got is a piece of paper and a very large bill.
Well, if it was liberal arts, really the only thing that he could use for money is the tunic.
Okay, everyone, it's break time. Yay! Break time.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcasts, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
Okay, we're back, everybody. Yay!
Oh, we're over. Okay, I'll save this part for later.
Oh, great. Outtakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Extra content.
Leftovers.
So, well, Matt and I were talking earlier about, you know, drama, and I remember you guys mentioning a few weeks ago about running a server and how crazy that could be. Matt actually does do that, and we were trying to decide how many servers he has gone through in the 5 or so years I've lived with him, including one Ophelia, who only lasted, what, about a month or so, didn't even arrive. So, honey, you want to go on about that? That's pretty dramatic.
Can I just say that I pity you? Is it accept pity? Because I can't imagine.
We accept everything.
Visa, MasterCard, pity, angst. Oh. It's all accepted here. We've gone through 5 machines. We're on our 5th machine now. Yeah, this is not a cheap hobby, apparently.
No.
No, if you're interested in cars, at least they go somewhere, but, you know. No, it has to be little pizza boxes with little machines in them. Whirling around.
Well, that's why they're all breaking. It should be in, like, you know, metal and cases.
There you go, yeah. Hey, on the cheap.
You work with what you got, you know? Dumpster diving at MIT is not easy. They take all the good stuff before it gets
sometimes
to me.
Sometimes it's pointy. You really have to watch out.
Giant robots come out of there. You know, you never know what you're going to find.
But no, we're on our fifth machine. And there's really not as much drama as you'd expect, but...
We lost somebody.
I think, yeah, somebody just fell off.
Oh, we lost Tanya. Goodbye, Tanya.
The giant robots ate Tanya. Oh, there she is.
Oh, here comes Tanya.
No, I don't mind my gallery going down.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, you know, that wasn't entirely... Actually, that was entirely my fault.
Well, no, that was maybe... That was Rinny's fault, wasn't it? Because you were trying to get her side up and running and knocked the whole server off of it.
Yeah. Isabel Wren, the gal who is dating Randy Milholland, has moved her sights. You don't want to go there, by the way. Fest, you really just don't want to go there.
Tanya, you might want to go.
Yeah, Tanya, you would love it.
Okay, wait. I'm kicked off, so I have no idea what's going on.
We're talking about how Aaron's gallery went down. Aaron moved to my server about a month ago.
Yeah.
So far, actually, it's not been bad, you know?
No.
But,
What is it that I would love?
Well, one of the other clients who moved on recently was Isabel Wren, the gal who you got to talk to at Comic-Con.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she is a professional fetish model. So as we were getting her...
There's information I needed before Comic-Con. That would have been a longer conversation. Oh, well.
And we bore her.
See, now I can't talk. Now all the brain just leaks
right out. Self-flooding back now.
Wow. Anyway, as I was setting up her site, I screwed up a little bit by forgetting a beginning slash and ended up, well, taking everybody's website down for about 20 minutes.
And I bet that caused all kinds of drama.
It's entertaining for a little bit, yeah. I only got one email and then some cleanup problems when Aaron came in and said, my gallery stopped working.
And then I think I came in later that night and says, mine's gone too.
Yeah.
So. Oh, and. That's nice. At least it wasn't like, you know, people buzzing around and freaking out.
No.
I know, heaven forbid, Doug goes down for half a second and the whole world ends.
Yeah.
Actually,
every
like,
forum just lights up.
It's more like you just send an email out when Drunk Dunk is up.
Oh.
Oh, beat down.
Oh, he burned the Drunk Duck.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yeah.
Nice. I recovered from that fetish model business pretty quick. I just wanted to give myself a little pat on the back for that. Oh, it's been a rough week. All right.
I think after her getting on was the first time someone has attempted to hack into the server in a couple of years, too. So
yeah.
Yeah, nice. So it's been an interesting last few weeks because of that. But usually the servers, for the most part, are pretty mellow. Matt's coded them himself, so it's really hard to get in. So you just kind of watch people bounce off, you know. It's like, oh, look at that. Look at that moron.
That'd be kind of funny. That would be sort of enjoyable. It's like a bug zapper.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, occasionally one will just, like, I think one, like, imploded or sort of. Not quite, but, you know, everything just kind of... And that was the end of that server. And then the replacement got broken in the mail. And that was the interesting thing.
Yeah, UPS dropped it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it was funny. It would have been much better if they had drowned it.
Server's name was Ophelia.
Nice. That would have been fitting. There's a comic right there.
Yeah.
We need the web server version right now.
Just floating down the river.
Get a Shakespearean writer. I can't do that crap. That, no.
So I think anytime you do anything online, you're just going to have people either who are just, they're interested in what you're doing, so they think they're trying to help you out by being, you know, a little suggestive, and then you got people who just want something, and if you don't give it to them, they'll disappear. I think that's just normal for the net.
Yeah.
Because if you met these people in real life, they'd never do that.
Of course.
Most of them would barely... Hey. Well, most of them would act like Tanya would around, you know, her idol.
Or me with Stan Sakai. There, you're the guy.
Well, there was some drama. But it was funny.
Funny for you.
Sakai's like, oh, I think I need to call security.
I had nightmares before Comic-Con because there were just so many people. And they're right there. Like, I'm staring at them all day from my little booth. And I would have nightmares. I'd sleep at night and I would just wake up screaming that I went out, you know, somebody would come talk to me and I would just, that would be the end of it. It's just like grotesque Chewbacca noises was all I was capable of making.
Why should you be different from the rest of the internet?
Well, because I'm just as insecure as every other artist on the planet. So, I mean, I understand, you know, because I do have artist friends now, you know, people that I would have been afraid to talk to before, you know, because I had them on these little pedestals. And then I find out that, oh my God, there are people that have me on little pedestals. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, please, no. And so I do kind of get it, you know, that, you know, I've gotten a few emails where I'll respond to somebody that sent me like a nice little fan mail and I'll email them back. And then I get this immediate email like, oh my God, I can't believe you talked to me. And I think, oh God, am I that weird? Like, and I am. I absolutely am. So I think we all do it. It's just on different levels. It's different stages. But I'm assuming there will be a grand realization in my future where I recognize really and truly that there's no difference, with maybe there's a couple exceptions. We all know that there's a few people online who have been, frequently dramaed all over because they have some attitude issues about how awesome they are and how the peon shouldn't speak to them.
Well, I'm kind of the other way. Like, the other day, I found out that David Wolf reads my comic.
Isn't that awesome?
I freaked out! I was like, what do I do? What do I say? Oh no! Is what? Huh? Hi,
yeah,
David! Wait, and he replied. Like, oh, crap, he replied!
I did the same thing when Ed from Geek Tragedy, like, he put up a little link to my comic on his page and said, you know, what a great comic it was. I just about pissed myself. Like, oh my God, he reads my comic, I have to work harder. And David's the same way. He's this phenomenal friggin' artist. Everything he touches is gold. And I feel bad that he looks at my stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. See, but that's why, because you need to make more squeaky characters.
You and the latex-covered characters. There's trauma.
Yeah, I think you just have, you know, your character standing there with a little squeaky, you know, one of those little devil duckies. They're squeaky.
That'd be awesome. I love devil duckies.
Squeaky, squeaky, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
I should. I don't think he's going to be satiated.
That just leads into a shower scene, though. Do you really want to do that?
Well, that could go back to, you know, the cleavers hanging out in the bushes there, you know.
See, now we've got both the cleavers.
Yeah.
What was his name? Ward? Now we've got Joan
like
and Ward.
I want you to have a talk with Tanya, okay?
Oh, my God. That was a little scary. I think I'm frightened of the idea of June and Ward giving me a talk to. I grew up with hippies. Like, we never had anything that parental. So that was the man. It was very clear. I grew up fearing that nuclear, normative, bizarre black and white world.
Hey. Anna Reed always, you know, did her housework with heels on.
And pearls, no less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's fanfic waiting to happen.
Yeah, right there.
Those were the old days when you had to wear your makeup to bed, right?
Yeah. You know, my mom told me once that when she first got with my dad, she would wake up an hour early. She set, like, a little alarm, like, very quietly, and she'd get up an hour early to go put her makeup on and do her hair before he woke up.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, oh, mother.
Yeah, I would, if I was, like, a chick, I would beat the crap out of my man if he woke up. Bitch, why don't you have your makeup on? Oh, hey, look outside, there's a guy with a cleaver, then elbow him right in the face. Why don't you put some makeup on that black eye, you dumb bastard?
To be clear, I don't think my demand did this. I mean, I think it was just like my grandmother was a little too English for her own good, and I think it was sort of passed down. But yeah,
okay, just checking. Just checking.
My mom was retired Navy, and so was my dad now. So yeah, it was. She put on her helmet hair where you sprayed it down with the hairspray and stuff got stuck in it, but that was about it. And she'd go out and do woodworking. So
that's awesome.
With her hairspray.
I was a CB. I was a CB, so I'm right there with you. Hoo-ah.
What are we talking about?
I'm
mostly in the chat room, so I haven't been paying attention too much.
I've been watching your comments just scroll by about furry.
They're very unrelated. They're all about, we're talking about furry stuff, and I'm trying not to bring it up because I don't want to dominate.
You need to do the furry one. Come on.
I know, but I can't do that until November or December.
Yeah, you can probably get a lot of information at Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I'm still trying to get that off.
Yeah, we're still trying to get information about the panels. So they're working on it, but...
Oh, no. Going to a furry convention. Oh, I must be a perverted little bastard.
Well, you are, but we don't talk about that in public. Anybody who hangs out with Tanya has to be a perverted little bastard.
That's true. All of my porn is human porn. Okay.
Okay, that was too much information.
I can't even say that. Like,
you can't say that? I mean, all of your porn isn't human porn? What else do you have?
Well,
I bet you got machine porn, too.
I do, actually. I have a lot of hentai, and I have a lot of various bizarre machinery things. I do. I'll just admit that right up front.
I'm always amused at people who assume that the furry... conventions are all about sex and stuff, because I used to work at a public library and I saw more action going down in the stacks than I ever saw, at a convention so far.
Really?
So, literature is very sexy.
That's because librarians are hot. We all know
there that. There you go. They are. Sexy librarians.
I agree 100% with that comment.
So now I get the feeling you're a librarian.
I am a librarian, yes, I actually am.
That'll do it, all right.
Not working right now, but yeah, not working as one, but I do have my degree, so I'm still a librarian. Yeah. Can go
See,
librarian
anytime. That's hot. Come on. We all know it. Anyway. That's the only drama I create. I just turn every conversation into porn.
Oh, that's good drama.
It depends on the crowd you're in, because let me tell you, fundamentalists do not appreciate me. I am not a fan of, like, church-going groups. Not. They don't like me.
You Sometimes just don't hang out with the right churches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other parents don't appreciate me either, as it turns out. Yeah.
Yes, Matt, I have seen some of these churches of which you speak.
Ooh.
I call them swinger churches.
Naked mass.
I'm serious. Yeah. Where did all the adults go? Anyway. I guess we'll just hang out. It's a good thing we brought our Game Boys.
I got a DS.
Hey! Right. Let's not go to Aaron's church, because I don't want to be asking a question of where did all the adults go when left alone with the priests.
Right at all.
Yeah, I think I just went there, so I might have to cut that out.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
That stays. Too bad.
Oh, I don't care.
if you have a bunch of Catholics on your front lawn with torches, I wash my hands.
Yeah, we're in Massachusetts. Between us and P-Town, they got, P-Town's a better bet.
Yeah,
go for P-Town!
Yeah, there are the swinger churches. I've heard of such things.
I was just a kid. I was like six, I think. Just to be clear.
You know that that's illegal in most states, you know.
What's going on then?
I mean, the church isn't there anymore. It got shut down. All I can say is that I probably would have starved if there hadn't been a vending machine in the church.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, in Colorado, they're legal. It's just a zoning issue. And the thing is I've looked through zoning law.
I'm thinking NAMBLA here for some reason.
Oh, no.
Nice.
No. That's totally
right. Okay, now I get it. Sorry.
It's break time. Yeah. That's it. That's break time.
Okay.
Break time.
Okay.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
This is Byron at StripFight.org bringing you the weekly ringside update. The winner of round 178, Wales the Untold Story, went to Zach of UnamusedComics.com. Zach hit him high and low and got the win. This week our fighters take on round 179, Light on Water. Logan lures in the competition. The Amazing Chicken sees the light. John cannot be sunk. Aaron fires it up. And Lonnie makes a splash. We have five contenders in this round. Go and vote for your favorite strip. The next round, 180, receiving end, still has a few days left before the deadline of October 20th. Get those entries in. Stripfight.org. May the best comic win.
And now, Mark Savory with a webcomic review.
This week, I want to take a moment and talk to you about observation. That is, you being an observer. It's like Sherlock Holmes said. He told Watson that there was no magic in his deductions. Watson saw all of the same things he did. The difference between them was that he observed things Watson didn't. When asked how many steps there were leading up to their apartment at 221B Baker Street, Watson didn't know. Although he had used the staircase for years. Holmes knew because he had observed a detail. He observed something Watson had not. Ergo, Holmes seemed brilliant. Professional artists are actually taught the art of observation. Observing our fellow humans and nature as a whole is part of the creative process, using a sketchbook or a journal. Observation can serve us well. It's you, the artist or writer, acting as a camera, a record keeper, a stenographer, faithfully recording the day-to-day events that you encounter or observe, then, later, putting that special spin on them that makes for funny cartoons or believable dramas. They make up the little truths about life and the personal interactions we all recognize, whether your work is funny animal comics, vampire zombie adventures, or elf wars, or whatever. These observations about the habits, attitudes, foibles, gestures, reactions, and body language that you've made about real people, when incorporated into your characters, make your characters work. As webcomicers, it's easy for us to forget that sort of thing because most of us are not professionally trained in art and writing. It's something we just like to do. Observation in the professional sense doesn't always enter into it. And that's too bad because it's those little details about humanity and the world we live in that make a project really stand out. Without them, we can get by, but the reader can tell there's something missing. Things don't quite ring true. Reactions seem forced or lacking energy. there's a half-done air to the work, maybe even a sort of phoniness about it. I've come across a project I want to share with you because it's not only clever in its use of materials, but it also shows the careful observation of people. As a result, it reminds us of people or events we've encountered ourselves, and so it has that extra ring of truth about it. I'm talking about My Life in a Cube by Shane Johnson. This is a blog-style comic that borders on being a journal comic. It's about working in an office and the day-to-day things we all encounter in those places, the annoyances, the idiocy, the sad truths that all come hand in hand with working in a forest of cubicles. Now, this is not a webcomic in the purest sense. He's not using Photoshop or Wacom tablets. He isn't making a comic book or graphic novel style drawings with brush and ink. He's not working with comic management software or voting buttons or any of those sort of things. More than anything else, My Life in a Cube has far more in common with old-fashioned magazine cartoons. But it's still more than that. It's part collage, part professional sketch illustration, and of course, part cartooning. And best of all, it's original. Look at how Shane is using random bits of scrap paper as a canvas. Post-it notes, napkins, envelopes, receipt tape, etc. Some stitched together to form a canvas. In a way, it's almost found art. The materials he finds to draw on speak volumes for or against life in an office cubicle. And that only serves to enhance not only the individual cartoons, but also the project as a whole. Now, some might call this scribble art. It's done hurriedly and furtively, as if he's worried the boss will catch him at it. Even so, there's not a slapdash feel to the cartoons. They look as if they were drawn during boring, pointless meetings when team leaders spout a seemingly endless chain of meaningless sports metaphors, or drawn in between assignments, or during the last few minutes before going to lunch or going home, when you can't leave, but you don't actually want to do any work. And they point out the daily dreariness of cubicle life with a laser-sharp accuracy. They show the kind of people you meet and the kind of problems we all encounter in that environment. I don't think I've seen anything this spot on in a comic about life in an office since Dilbert. You get a sense of nose-thumbing going on at managers and corporate types, the sort of people who have no sense of humor and can't understand the most basic concepts unless they can fit it into a formula or an Excel doc. All of this works because you can tell that Shane has made observation. Observation about daily, dreary life in a cubicle. How it makes him feel. How he reacts with others. You can tell they're probably all sort of based on real things that have happened to him because he has taken the time to observe and record. This is cartooning as an art form at its finest, and although Shane Johnson may not classify himself as a webcomicker, his project is certainly something that we as webcomickers can learn from. So do check this one out, My Life in a Cube by Shane Johnson at mylifeinacube.com. I'm Mark Savory, and until we meet again, take care.
For more from Mark, visit autumnlake.com.
And we're back.
I like promise.
This episode is brought to you by waffles.
Yes.
Waffles are
great
good.
American breakfast food.
I work at Waffle House, and can I just recommend no one eat there?
Yeah, great American breakfast. Belgian waffles.
Yes. Well, you know, if you put Vermont maple syrup on there, that might kind of, you know, a little bit more.
That Americanizes it.
Yeah.
Then it, then it becomes an immigrant. It's no longer a foreigner. Syrup.
It's so sugary.
Oh, there are so many suggestive things you could say about that.
You don't have to tell me.
I know, because you already know them.
I'm already there. Probably a film. That should be our new immigration policy. You fill out a couple of forms, you come in, we cover you with syrup. Congratulations, you're a citizen. Anyone that's let me cover them with syrup loves this country.
And then on the way out, they give you a hamburger and fries, and there you go. You're all set. All
right. You're going to need to gain 40 pounds.
Yeah.
We'll be watching.
Somebody make this a comic.
I could probably do that. I'll do Janine's immigration policy. That'll be my idea for immigration reform.
Wait, is this the news now?
No, we still have a third segment to do before
the... This is the third segment. You said we're back.
I know, but do we talk about drama more? Or do we have to stop that now? And...
You spent two segments already.
I don't care. It's my damn show for this show now. Damn it, Joe.
Aaron has taken control.
Aaron's shows are 4 hours long.
Aaron's shows are 4 hours long.
Well, wasn't Dutch saying he wanted longer shows? So that'd be great, you know?
I don't want to have a two-hour show. An hour and a half is already too long when it happens.
I have to edit this show for content.
No, I'm not editing for content.
Good, I can swear.
Well, no. Except for that, because that's a pain in the ass to do, because it's a Web 14 rated podcast.
Yeah. Well, honey, you just have to kind of talk, you know, like, what was it, Ben was showing you by censoring yourself?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. If you guys want a good, something to, what the?
That's the sensor, don't worry about it.
that's our sensor noise. Beep.
Beep.
Ow. But to get, Ben Nunes, Tiki Man.
Yeah.
From Just Another Webcomic. To start his tirade, that's something to listen to. He's good.
Yeah, that...
Hello?
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 Okay.
Hello?
It's over.
Hello?
It's over. We didn't do the news yet. What?
It does? What?
It's
this
not
is my
over.
I say when it's over. No,
okay. I gotta sleep yet.
Okay, we had...
You're whining an awful lot.
Oh. Do you work nights?
I work overnights on the weekends.
Oh. That sucks.
Also, I got a bunch of load of Legos to sort out, and I'm not even halfway done with the giant bucket.
Ooh. That's right. You want to do that Lego comic.
Yeah.
That's quite an endeavor.
Yeah.
Matt's been playing Lego Batman, so, you know, that's interesting to watch.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me.
Well, as soon as Tanya's back, we'll do our searchlight, and Darcy and Matt.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys can stay on the call to listen to us rank on the absolutely horrible searchlight Fest made us do.
What? This one's awesome.
This call all recorded.
Yay. Welcome back again, Tanya. You're on the Webcomic Beacon with Fest and Aaron and Darcy and Matt.
Hi, guys.
Welcome aboard.
Hello. I don't know why I keep getting... cut off.
Because we're going to get
June. It's because the cleavers are waiting out there with your phone lines.
Oh my god. I'm not going to sleep. This is going to be the saddest thing. I'm going to lay down tonight and I'm going to snuggle up and I'm going to be all
warm.
I thought
you're doing your 24-hour comic. So
that's not this weekend. That's next weekend.
That's next weekend? Oh, whatever.
Okay. 18th. I'm going to snuggle in. I'm going to close my eyes. And images of June and Ward Cleaver outside my window are going to... I'm going to be awake all night. It's the scariest fucking thing I can think of. That is so McCarthy. It drains the hell out of me. It'll all be him. Now, I think we need to have a talk.
I'm not even sure where to break the episode anymore.
I think this episode is pretty well broken as it is.
Well, it is. I don't know what I need to cut out and put the extra content or keep in.
What I find astonishing is that we've gone through an entire... Well, I'm about to ruin it, but we've gone through an entire presentation on webcomic drama and no one has said the names Scott Kurtz or Tim Buckley.
Hooray.
That's because I don't feel that you should be giving attention to people that are just you don't want to hear about. If you don't like a comic, if you don't want to hear anything about a comic, you hate it, stop talking about it, because if you don't talk about it, it's not going to freaking advertise them. Yes. That's how freaking
exactly.
That's how Control Alt Delete got where it is.
Yes.
This is what confuses me. No. This is what confuses me. Like, so many people, they go into forums and they rant and they spew their ire toward these two men in specific, okay? These two men whom I've never met. Granted, I, again, stared at Scott Kurtz the whole time. I saw a little, you know, the insult dog come over and talk to him for like a half an hour. And I just sat and I looked at him because I'm afraid to meet him. Because, you know, people say that he's a horrible man and I don't know that that's true. But
I rather suspect
I'm a little
that Scott
now.
Is no different than most people.
I would assume he's not.
Be,
so,
you know, he seems to be a nice enough guy, and people I know do know him. You know, claim he's one of the greatest guys they know.
There's like, and he seems to be. I read through his Twitters and I read through his blogs, and he seems like it. And I love his blog about why kids should play D&D. Loved it.
And but I mean, the way he knows how to manipulate the system, though.
People just spew ire. Where do they get their ire?
I don't know, because I've never really read it aside from a little bit. I didn't like it, and I don't go into anything. And I'm not even going to put him in the show notes, because I'm not going to advertise him.
No, but I mean, because I have nothing against him, and PvP is a good comic. It's good art. It's all good.
I disagree with you.
All right, but the thing is...
not PvP. I'm talking about CAD.
We're talking about Scott Crichton PvP, who seems like a decent human, but then you have so many people who are saying so many horrible things about him. Like, how does he draw those people? What is that? How does that work?
Usually you take your pen and you put it on paper and then you move it around a bit.
Okay, I want to say something. Okay?
Waiting.
Stuff to sound cool.
So that's it? Everybody's just screaming that he's a dick because then sound like they're better than him?
Some cool person a long, long, long time ago probably said, Scott Kearns is a dick. And then all of that moron's little followers are probably like, we would really sound cool if we went and repeated what our idol said. Oh, Scott Kearns is a dick. Scott Kearns is a dick. And then before you know...
I've actually never read PvP.
I have. I mean, I haven't lately just because I'm busy, but...
It just doesn't look like anything I like. I'm not really into gamer comics.
It's not a gamer comic.
It's not. It's about
an office comic. Like they're...
Office comic? I don't like office comics either.
With giant pandas. I do love that. I kind of like veered off with the whole wedding storyline because I'm so anti-romance, it's not even amusing. And so as soon as it became kind of like about their relationship, I just sort of wandered away and I haven't wandered back yet. But I've always found it curious that so many people, you know, create drama about a person that seems like a stand-up guy.
I mean, Scott did for a long time invite it because he was following P.T. Barnum's advice. There's no such thing. Or was it Barnum? No, that's a sucker every minute. It was
sucker born every minute. Yeah.
No such thing as bad publicity.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. Yeah.
And what he did was he went out of his way a couple of times to generate a lot of microdrama in order to, well, it was very clever. He had just launched advertising, and he wanted to prove to his advertisers that he could get the numbers anytime he wanted.
Yay, we worked back into drama.
So what he did was he picked a fight with someone, and it sent a cascade effect to everybody checking out PvP.
Nice.
Since then, he's gotten older, he's gotten wiser, he doesn't pick fights like this anymore, but the stuff kind of haunts him. And
so it had more staying. That makes sense. Because he seems like a nice guy.
I think that's the problem online. I mean, anything you do online is going to follow you. I mean, it's not like in real life where someone will forget because there's no record. Somewhere there's a record of everything you've ever said. Someone will pull it up. It's like it's like being married, I guess. Oh my God, I remember that thing you did like 5 years ago when your sister did this. And yeah, my
friend. Don't. That's not funny.
You don't even know what they're talking about.
She's obviously bringing up something from my past. I feel guilty now and have to go find out what the hell it was I said.
I thought she was repeating something her husband told her.
Nope.
No, we're pretty much straightforward about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, anything you do online, someone's going to bring it up or find it or warp it out of proportion. It's just, like Aaron said, I mean, it's almost like the clique in high school. You go with whoever's in charge because you don't want to be left alone. You don't want to become a target.
That's right.
So if you're not on, you follow everyone else. I don't want to be a little, you know, guy shoved in the locker with the band.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I had enough problems, really, in junior high and high school. I was not good. You know, Yeah. Those were not good years. But that actually makes a lot more sense. Because, like I said, he seemed like a nice guy. I read his little Twitters and I read his blog posts, and he didn't seem like the demon people were making him out to be. So I wasn't sure if there was like something behind the scenes or...
Yeah, it was more of a, you know, he went out of his way to cause some publicity to happen so he could bump his ads to prove that he could make these numbers.
Nice.
And I think at the time it was like in 2003, and he decided to take on the furries, which, you know, is going to cause lots of massive upheaval and outcry and everything else, because that's what happens.
Because he is very open with his opinions in his blog, and I know that, you know, I've gotten some heat even, you know, with my little comic. So I imagine that if I had, you know, 100,000 readers a day, that would be magnified. So.
Well, what about, speaking of opinions, what about your webcomic review blog is bad and you should feel bad because your webcomic is bad, whatever it is?
Your webcomic sucks, so do you.
Yeah, I also will never ever post a link to that in the show. There's a difference between us reviewing a comic and us not liking it. People are giving us comics to review. We are not actively going out seeking comics purposely for the purpose to say that they're bad and tell them all these very minuscule and whatever reasons why they're bad, in our opinion. You know, we're not going out and attacking people like they were.
Yeah.
And also some of the examples they brought up were so trite. In some situations, it's like it seemed like they were reaching for reasons, or I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's a market for that type of drama, and the comments apparently were like even worse than the blog posts, because then people just latch on to every little thing and they start defending, and then defenders are defending other defenders and this and that, and it's just like, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
it's not productive. If you don't like something. Don't talk about it. Don't advertise it.
Yeah. I think I would have been happier with it had they said bad things about the comic and left the creators out of it. But, you know, when you're making personal attacks against creators, and from all indications, many times creators that you've never met.
Right.
That's friggin' rude. There's no call for it. You can look at my site and all critique anything there. I understand. There, and it might sting for a while, but I'll improve and I'll get over it, and that's great. But if you come after me personally, that kind of leaves me feeling like, what the hell did I do to you? You know, now you've taken it out of that public.
Tanya, quit, like, making your microphone mess up and disconnect and stuff.
Oh, I thought it was just me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, you keep disappearing.
I'll get right on that. What the hell? I don't freaking know what's wrong with me.
This is going to be a long episode.
That's all right, because I think we're kind of like wrapping up.
We are. We just need to do the Searchlight, some milestones, some news, then we can let everybody go to have the rest of their weekend.
Searchlight!
So, speak no evil, melancholy of a space Mexican. So, who wants to go first?
Okay. Speak No Evil, Melancholy of a Space Mexican is at theoryofeverythingcomics.com, and you can find it out there. It's a short story webcomic, easy enough to go through in one sitting. It is in black and white with some weird dot stuff going on for the design and everything. It's really cool. It's got like pseudoscience in it and everything. It's kind of got like this cool science fiction feel to it as well. But it also has, I guess, it seems a little preachy, given, you know, talking about it's an illegal immigrant, essentially. And apparently there's illegal immigrants in Spain.
Bess's crappy mic exploded and he died.
It's an expensive microphone.
Well, you need to unplug it. Unplug your mic and plug it back in.
Wiggle it too.
Wow, holy crap. I think I just had a bird hit the back of the window.
Close the shades. It's the cleaver birds. This is more talking about like an episode of getting murdered instead of drama.
Okay. See what happens when you bring us on.
I'm afraid that getting murdered is at least a little dramatic. I mean, you know, I'll admit I come from, you know, an interesting background having studied forensic pathology, but they seemed pretty drama filled, all of those case files. It's not like
it makes
across
for good TV.
Yeah, you know, I never came across a murder, you know, a case file, and I looked through the autopsy photos and thought, you know what this lacks? Drama.
And then he was cheating on her again, and she caught him in the apartment with a guy dressed as a mouse.
In a skirt.
In a skirt.
With the cleavers involved.
With the cleavers. Aww.
Recoculus. That's my new favorite word. This is recoculus.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous,
cock.
But more brutal. Yeah. It's actually Danielle Corsetto, as far as I know, came up with recoculus.
It's a ridiculous cock, is that?
No.
No.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Politics
is brutal. It's more brutal. It's a more brutal form of ridiculous.
So, what would then Rerangulus be?
Orangutan.
Painful.
We have painful for the win. Are we recording? Is Fess here? What's going on?
Redocklemost. That's what Jinx Tiger says, Redocklemost. I don't know.
Cry.
I haven't Fess in a while. I think he's still...
I haven't heard Fess in a while either. I think he unplugged his mic and he's never plugged it back in. He just said, fuck it, and went to bed.
He's wiggling his mic into submission.
That's a little more information than I want.
More images that I didn't need. Oh, God.
Alright, I think Fess is subliminally, psychically telling me to try to finish the show, because he can hear and...
I think that's a great idea.
So, Fess really likes Speak No Evil, Melancholy of a Space Mechagen, but thinks it's kind of preachy, but if you read it at the end... Oh, no, he says he's talking the whole time, but I don't believe him. I think he's trying to create more drama. So, it is a little preachy. I think you're right, Fess, because if you read to the end, he does say that he apologizes for it being a little preachy, and so... He's actually Asian Latino and not from Mexico or something like that. It's a very long and sad thing. And then it had some sad political scary looking Holocaust looking images at the very, very end. So I think he has a point. But if you ignore all that and just look at the comic, the comic's awesome. No. Stop.
It's not. It's Fess again. Kick him off.
I can't kick him. I don't have Fess kicking powers.
Fess is not allowed to speak. Whenever Fess speaks, Talkshoe is spoken. Fess, Talkshoe hates you. Shh.
Okay, today Fess will be played by a robotic actor that can only click and puff into the microphone.
That is awesome. I prefer the real Fess. That noise is going to drive me freaking batty. I ain't home, buddy. And Ward and June don't seem to be outside right now. it's a sociopolitical comic, so if you're likely to be uptight about other people's opinions, don't read it. But, you know, if it's very well written, it's very well drawn, I think it's worth the time.
Absolutely. I totally agree. It reminds me of, I think he borrows a little bit from Blade 3, and I think he borrows a little bit from this comic I can never freaking remember the name of, that does really dark future stuff. So it's dark future stuff, but it's also a metaphor for some current goings on, which he explains at the end. So if you have time, check it out.
Yeah.
So we still don't have Fess back yet. And we're not
we do have show notes.
Yeah, I don't. Yep, and I got them up. So we're gonna do the milestones, the comics. Oh, what now?
Who fell off?
Oh, no, he kicked
Talkshoe. Fell off.
Yeah, well, he said he was going to kick it, so... Okay, all right, milestones. The Kamics, K-A-M-I-C-S, is 4 years. That's it, drunkduck.com/the-space-K-A-M-I-C-S. 4 years, yay, good job. God's Poker hit 1 year, gppcomic.com. Yay, good job, God's Playing Poker. I'm glad you hit.
Yay!
Yeah.
So, and then there's some news about some Rampage Network contest.
This contest now on the Rampage Network, the bi-monthly caption contests are back. This month's caption image was created by old friend Zach Wiener. What is that? Sure. I feel bad. From Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal Comics.
Yay!
The prize for this month will be 2 books. Evil Incorporated, number 1, and Lightning Lady, generously donated by Brad Geiger.
Geiger?
Is it Geiger, not Geiger?
I don't know. It's just cool to say his name.
From EvilTagComics.com. You can enter the contest. And now it says here. That doesn't make any sense. You can enter the contest on Rampage Networks. Funniest caption wins. Aaron, do you want to do the deal on the 24-hour comic list thread?
Yes. Mention the Webcomic Beacon 24-hour. I'm teasing, of course. On Webcomic Beacon's official forums on the Rampage Network. Let us know of people doing the 24-hour webcomics, or post your own. We'll take a look over some and mention them on the next show. I've already signed up there and said what. So if all of you, it's on Rampage Network forums. Also,
I signed up too, and we are looking specifically for people who are doing web comics, 24-hour web comics.
Not Lego comics. I'm joking.
If you're doing a print comic, that's going to be difficult to, you know, post and look at on the web. So specifically, web comics would be awesome.
Do people do photo 24-hour photo web? I mean, that'd be a pain in the ass.
People
too,
do, but it is a pain in the ass. But people do. Well,
You need a 24-hour Walgreens next door.
Unless you have a digital camera.
Oh, a digital camera.
Or Polaroid. Yeah, I guess that'd be really expensive.
There actually, someone did a Polaroid 24-hour comic. I will have to look it up. Somebody,
oh,
I'm pretty sure it's a 24-hour comic. It may have just been a regular comic, but I think it was the 24-hour. And there have been a number of photo comics for 24
Hello?
Hours. They're really cool.
Hello, Fess. Hello. Welcome back to the web pumping. You're the 46th caller.
Yay! You win a smattering of applause.
And tacos.
And tacos. Tacos. You're here just in time to remind people about the Halloween episode.
Yep.
Fess.
Remind us about the Halloween episode, Fess, please.
I'm so tired from this damn episode, I don't feel like it.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, Aaron, remind us about the Halloween episode.
What Fess really meant to say is that we want to cover webcomics that more or less died. They never ended, are basically dead, despite Sprace updates
sparse,
here and there.
Sparse,
I know, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Email or call in with webcomics that fit the coffin. Obviously, some of them aren't going to have URLs anymore. So if it's one that died that doesn't have a very good URL or anything, send us something to remind us what it was.
See if you can
and
use,
we'll
like,
probably
maybe
remember.
Go back. See if you can use the go back machine to find, you know, to find it.
And for a while, you could go back superheroes for a while. I'm not sure if we can anymore. I'll have to check on that, because I definitely want to submit superheroes for the Halloween episode. So anyway,
I have a few, and only one of them involves porn. So
that's good.
That's a remarkable thing for me. I'm kind of proud. I am a little.
Okay, good, good. All right, so I have one more piece of news, and then cut it loose to whatever you guys want. The guest strip project needs a couple of more people. No, Fess, we still can't hear you. I'm sorry, dude. You're in our hearts, though. Oh, no. Stop it.
Okay, can you hear me?
Sort of.
Unfortunately.
Oh,
It's kind of.
Damn it, my.
No. I mean, unfortunately, it's still screwed up.
A lot of love here.
It's the comment.
Bard, go talk. Have a talk with Tanya again.
I'm sorry. That is not what I meant. What I meant is, unfortunately, it sounds very, like, titty and far away. Not, unfortunately, you're back. God damn it. No, not like that.
Nice backpedal.
Yeah, thanks. You know what it was? Is I got a text from my ex-husband, like, right in the middle of that. So that all the snarky came out, is what that was.
Yeah, if my ex-husband texted me in the middle of a show, that would mess me up, too. Okay, so as I was talking about Degas, sorry, do we need to talk about him? Or is that giving people publicity that don't otherwise need it?
Yeah, we don't need to give him the publicity, it's alright.
Okay, good. So, Guestrip Project needs a couple more people. You can just Google Guestrip. No, stop. Please.
Google the Guestrip Project.
Yep.
It's at muvok.co.uk.
/ GSP.
Yeah, there you go.
Or actually, you can do Guestrip Project. Yep.
Can you do
he has a couple URLs, actually. So, just Google
we'll get them up in the show notes. But yep. It's an awesome cause. All the proceeds from advertising and donations go to the International Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is an amazing program that has really helped some families have, you know, get to have some good last memories with their children, which is sad, but it's very
sad
worthwhile.
But true.
Sad but true, and very worthwhile.
Yep, and I've already done it. Tanya's already done it. Tony Pyro's already done it. A lot of comics that you know have already done it. Fess has not done it, and I was commanded by the doer of Guestrip Project.
Mike Rosen.
He says I'm still on the list, though.
Yeah, you're still on the list, but you need to do it, though.
The way it works is that you get on the list, and he literally will just email you and say, okay, I need it this week.
You have 2 days, and then the timer starts.
7 days.
Yeah, I had 6, but it's usually around 4 days, and then you just kind of have to pump one out and put it in. So, he does give you a little bit of instruction if he wants, you know, it to be about a certain thing, or a certain character.
Yep, and if you email him back right away, if you have questions, that helps. I actually did mine in 3 days. The first day was for questions. The second day I got the plot, and by the third day I had it complete. So, if you can get it done fast enough, that way he can get it to the next person, so the next person can start.
It's really remarkable that he's taken the time to put all this together.
Oh yes, I can't even imagine. So,
and like I said,
that's not me making that noise.
Yes, it is.
It is all not right. Because I switched to a different computer and I'm using the same headsets.
It's not me though.
It's humming. It's humming now instead of. Being a chopper, it's humming. So it's like boom, boom. This is Vess.
Well, he has a career in bad porn music, apparently.
He does. I saw the best video last week of squids, like two squid, and they were having sex, which isn't what made it good.
So, we're talking about Tanya's porn here, huh?
He really sort of wrap it up, guys.
It was on a science blog. It was on a science blog, and it was like a little science thing, and they're showing it. But the scientists that put together the video actually did put it to bad porn music, and it was funny as hell. It's on PC Meyer's blog, if you look that up. It's funny. Funny as hell.
Okay, Fest says end the show. The show will be terrible to edit. I was done with my little news thing, which is please go to the Guestrip Project and check it out. That's for a good cause. Tanya, do you have anything?
I think we should run. Well, we still can.
Darcy, Matt, it was super awesome having you guys on the show. Fest welcomes you guys back to talk about furry stuff in November, December or something. Thanks again there at RCI. RSCITravel.net, right?
Yep.
Hooray.
All right, we should leave now.
Yeah, so So I'm Aaron, dbolcomic.com.
I'm
Jonathan. If you can still damn hear me.
Yep, thank you.
The Fess. Angry man is Fess.
And then so Darcy and Matt, say your URL and stuff, and goodbye.
We're Darcy and Matt from Codename Hunter at rcsitravel.net.
Thank you for coming on the show, and you are welcome back again later to talk about furry stuff. And now our furry cats are in the oven, so we have to go.
Okay.
Goodbye!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.